everything about reality TV is brought to you by Crispy on the Web. Go to crispyontheweb.com for more details, information, social media, much, much more. Hello, everybody, and welcome to Everything About Reality TV. I am your host, Crispy and him, and it's good to be back. It's been 2 weeks-ish. I don't know. I would say probably about 2 weeks since I've recorded the last podcast for you guys. That was the Survivor Game Changers preview podcast. Tonight is actually the recap for the first episode? I think it is the first episode. I think it is. Are they considering it? I don't know. Are they considering it episode 1 and 2? Or are they... I don't know. That's a good question. Let's check. No, they're actually... Episode 500, because obviously tonight is the 500th episode, but before I get started, it's good to be back. It's good to be back into the grime of things, getting back into the world of, you know, podcasting and, you know, doing the reality TV recaps and all that for you guys. It is so good to be back. It's, you know, you could not believe how excited I was this week. When Monday rolled around, I was like, oh yeah, podcast this week, Survivor Game Changers is here. And then next week, Big Brother Canada Season 5 comes out, and I will be doing a cast reveal later in the week, at the end of the week, tomorrow possibly. I'll talk about that at the end of the podcast, but again, I'm so excited to be back. You know, it's been a long time, you know. I don't like the breaks that, you know, I get between the podcasts. You know, I'm bored, you know. I'm very, very bored. I'm just busy, you know, doing blogs and, you know, I'm playing video games on the side and, you know, being me, having some me time. But enough about me. Let's get right into today's episode. We're going to be talking some Survivor Game Changers, the recap for the 500th episode, as I said earlier, this is their 500th episode. I cannot believe it. 34 seasons now? Yeah, 34 season, 500 episodes. That is crazy to think that many years and that many episodes. You know, it took a lot to get to that point. That point of time, it's really awesome. You know, it is really awesome to see Survivor hit 500 episodes. I don't know where Missing Race is at. How many episodes they've produced? They might. I don't know if they're at 500 yet. They do what, 12 a season? Like 12 episodes a season, or 12 or 13 a year, and they're on 29 seasons. So you know, I would have to do the math. So, let's see. I'm just going to think. So, 29. Okay, so they have 29 seasons. So, they roughly do about, what? About, how many weeks do they do? Let me think. Amazing. Let me just Google it. Give it a rough idea what, how many episodes. I think it was 12. 12 weeks, isn't it? Yeah, it's 12 legs. So, 12 episodes a season, 29 times 12. They are at 348. They'll be at 348. So they're not at 500 yet. Obviously, they are nowhere near the 500th episode yet. But, you know, if they keep going, I've heard rumors about Amazing Race ending soon. You know, I don't know. We'll play. I'm playing it by ear. We'll see how it goes. But I've heard rumors that Amazing Race will be ending. But anyways, let's talk some Survivor Game Changers. So obviously, you know, my picks are Tony, Sandra, Andrea, and I think it was Malcolm. I've lost the paper. I lost the book. So I forget. Was it Malcolm or was it JT? I forget. Malcolm or I think it was Malcolm. I think I picked Malcolm. For my picks. So, obviously, they showed all the castaways at the start. They're kind of showing clips from the past seasons Survivor Cage Yon, where Tony in his spy shack, obviously, and Jeff welcomed the cast of Survivor Game Changers. They were talking about big moves, bold moves, quiet moves, moves that got you out of the game as well. They were thinking about the mistakes that, also were talking about kind of like the mistakes that you make in the game, and then kind of thinking at home, oh, I should not have done that move. I should have done something else and, you know, done a different move. And, you know, I should have done things differently. Obviously, that's, they're kind of talking about that too. Like when you're at home watching the show for like later seasons, you know, you're kind of thinking, oh, I should not have done this. My season, I should have done this better, and, you know, and so forth. You know, you could have done things a little better. So, they were talking about walking up, making, so they're kind of, sorry, they're talking about waking up during the night, or kind of sweating, and kind of making, but also making amazing memories in the same process. They're talking about past winners, obviously, like I said in my preview podcast, you can go back to crispyontheweb.com on the Everything About Reality TV page, for, well, I might be switching, I might be kind of splitting things up on the podcast page eventually, but, never mind, if you go to crispyontheweb.com and go to the podcast, there's Everything About Reality TV. But things might be changing within that site, area of the site. I'm going to try to better that section. But you can go there to Everything About Reality TV. If it's changed within the next 24 hours, there will be an Everything About Reality TV Winter 2017 tab where it will have all the archives for this year, so including the preview podcast, which was the first one for this season, obviously. So, yeah, past winner. So, in my preview podcast, like I was talking about, they were talking about, I was talking about, like, Sandra being the only person to win twice, and you had Tony who won Cakey On, and then you had JT who won, what was this? Tuckachin's back in his season, the season 18, I think it was season 18, 17 or 18, I forget which one it was. I think it might have been 18. I don't remember, but it was a long time ago. To me, it feels like a long time. And then Korosik being the newbie, obviously talking about the most recent castaways that came off of Survivor from the previous season, Zeke and, who else was it? Zeke and Michaela were the two that, came off the most recent season of Survivor. Millennials versus Gen X, that was the last season that just finished back in December. So, we're kind of talking about, you know, being the newbies, being new, more of the fresh castaways that just finished a previous season with them, you know, it is, you know, just talking about kind of, the past, being new, being the newer, alumni of Survivor, like, former castaways that are now back to play Game Changers, pretty much. So, Jeff talked about if you have an orange buff, it would be the Mana Tribe. And I saw on, I was looking around YouTube and all that, you know, people giving spoilers and all that. I live for spoilers. I love to be spoiled sometimes with reality TV. And I don't always tend to look at spoilers. However, you know, sometimes I'm away or I miss an episode and I haven't watched, or I watched it, and I kind of go onto online world and kind of, you know, research things up. But I saw, and it wasn't the real music. Obviously, I've listened to the real introduction to Survivor, and it's pretty wicked. Not too keen on the way the video, the clips are done. They're not. I wasn't too keen on it. I don't know why. I don't know. Something just didn't click. I like the fact that he kind of reused Survivor Millennial vs. Gen X theme a bit. I know they tend to do that a lot when they do back-to-back seasons. When you start a fresh season, say fall, then you're obviously, you have a whole different introduction, obviously. So they kind of, you know, they kind of reuse it in a way, because they're in the same country, the same islands, back to back, obviously, right? So, yeah, I like the intro, though. I like the music. However, I just don't like the way the clips are kind of, you know, the clips are kind of put on what you call it, in the intro. I don't know. I just don't like it. It might just be me. For all I know, it could be just me that just doesn't like it, you know? It just might just be me, Chris, that doesn't like it. So, Batu was saying the Mana Tribe orange, who were orange buffs, actually the buffs actually look red when you look at it, watch the show on TV, or if you are like me, the PBR, because I like to forward the commercials, obviously. They look red. They do look red, but they are orange, technically. So, the Mana Tribe is Hallie, Caleb, Troyzan, Sandra, Aubrey, Tony, Michaela, Varner, Sierra. Sierra with a C. There's two Sierras this season. If you remember my preview podcast two, three weeks ago. As Sierra with a C, Malcolm, you have... those are the Mana Tribe. Blue buffs are Debbie, Ty, Andrea, Siri, Culpepper. Yeah, Brad Culpepper. One of the most people I don't like in Survivor right now. Like, that's the one least person I don't like on Survivor. Sierra with a S. S-I-E-R-R-A. And then you got Sarah. She's from Kegayan, obviously. JT, Ozzy, and Zeke are the Naku tribe. Now, remember I said, I was looking on YouTube at the intro, they actually had the same exact names. So, I don't know how people knew that little piece of spoiler that the names were Mana and Naku. I'll have to go back out onto YouTube later, or tomorrow, and I'll tweet it out to you guys. If you follow me on Twitter at Crispy on the Web, you'll know what I'm talking about. And I'll see if I can find it. I don't know. If I can't. It is what it is. So obviously Jeff said they must be aware at all times, obviously, to make moves in the game, because obviously, there are going to be a lot of game-changing moves this season, obviously. And then they got... Yeah, there will be a lot of game-changing moves this season. And then they said... So they got to... So the castaways got... The tribes got to get the supplies. They had a life raft to go to camp with. And then there was a... And obviously, Jeff said this is the way they started Survivor back all the way to Season 1, which is like 17 years ago, if you ask me. Survivor came out in 2000, so yeah, 17 years, nearly 17 years, which is crazy to think. You're almost at 20 years if they decide to keep going with Survivor. So, first game changer was they had a... colored ropes they had to untie. First tried to undo their ropes. Gets a massive toolkit. So obviously that is a big game changer. You have tools. You can build shelter and you're pretty well, you're set for the game, right? You are totally set for the game with a toolkit. So it's a big, massive game changer, big, massive, I guess, advantage in the game, obviously. So Tri started to get supplies. Ozzy went after the toolkit. And Caleb finally went to the water to go after the toolkit. I don't know why Caleb did not go after the toolkit originally when he... Like, I would think the two big massive threats in the game, Ozzy and Caleb, there's a bunch of threats. And I'll talk more about that as we're going through the recap of tonight's episode, or yesterday's episode. I'm surprised Caleb never went in to start with, and that was a big mistake, on their part, Mana never, didn't really, I don't know what the word I'm looking for. They just didn't seem to, want to go for the toolkit. They figure, oh, Ozzy's going to get it. Let's not worry about it. But, you never know, because you can get stuck with the ropes. The ropes can be knotted, anything can happen, pretty much. So, that was a big mistake, I think. In my opinion, obviously. So, Caleb finally went in. Ty took the chickens, and then the other tribe mates one tribe started stealing the other tribe's stuff. Obviously, their items. Ozzy got the massive toolkit, so they got the ropes undone, which meant that Naku got the advantage, obviously. So Mana reached their camp, and then they started to look for water. Obviously, water is very, 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 very important in the game of Survivor. And then they started to... they started getting bamboo as well, and out of anywhere, Tony started looking for an idol. Obviously, Tony from Kegeon, he is a big, big player when it comes to looking for idols. So of course Sandra said we may as well just vote him off because he's looking for idols already. Let's just get him out and be done with them already. So, I think that was a, I don't know. I think he was just kidding around, technically. Malcolm was not too happy about the whole Tony situation. He started to look, but they caught up. Sandra said they wouldn't vote his ass out. They wouldn't need a physical person. So obviously, talking about keeping a physical threat in the game. Obviously, Zeke said he wants to letter himself in blood. He wants to, get blood on his hands, as so to speak, in the reality TV world. Obviously, get blood in her hands. And then Naku had Ghost visit their camp. And someone tried to get one. I think it was Caleb that tried to go get the goats. No, it's not Caleb. It was Ozzy or something. Or somebody was the one that was getting the... was trying to get the goat. And then Sierra found the legacy advantage. If you guys remember, last season, they had the legacy advantage. And Jessica got that legacy advantage. And had an advantage in the game at day 36. However, she got voted out. And then she gave it to Ken, if I remember. But this time, it's completely different. It is completely different. The legacy advantage, you can use it on day 6. Which is not right around this week, I think. Obviously, I think it's around now. You can use the legacy advantage, or you can wait and use it on day 13. And what I was listening to another podcast, and You know, I think around day 13-ish is like the merge, I think. If I remember correctly, I think it was the merge, if I'm corrected. So going back, I think it was the merge is around the 13-14 mark. No, merge is not around 13-14. 13, that was really early in the game still. Fairly, that's still pre-jury. The pre-jury, I think. So day 6 or day 13, obviously. I think that's what they said. I can check right here. I think it is pre-jury. I think it's still pre-jury, if I'm corrected. I think it's still pre-jury with her getting the legacy advantage. So she would vote, obviously, let's see. Doesn't really tell me here where the legacy advantage. Oh, sorry. No, not day. Not day. Sorry. I made a boo-boo there. I made a big mistake. When there's either 6 castaways left, when there's either 13 castaways left, which is pretty well, I think that's jury. That is around the jury. Or when there is the final 6. So, not days. I apologize. I got that wrong. I didn't write that in my notes for some weird reason. I read a little bit. I have a couple notes in front of me all the time. So, kind of to remind me what went on through the whole episode. So either 13 castaways left or 6. 13 or 6 castaways remain. If she gets voted out, she will probably will it to somebody else for following her elimination. So, obviously, we saw that happen last year. However, maybe this year will be different. So, going back into the whole Tony thing, I know we're going to be talking a lot about Tony in this episode. There'll be lots to talk about Tony and what he's done, pretty much. So Tony went to get water for the rest of the tribe, and they started making that spy shack. So obviously, here we go again with that whole, you know, spy shack thing, and it's like, I think this time around he played a little too aggressive. And don't forget, Game Changers, it's probably more cutthroat, more tough this time around, I would think. Survivor Game Changers will be really, really tough. So, I think he's playing a little too hard. So, Troyzan caught him in the act, supposedly looking for an idol, but technically he's not looking for an idol. He was building his little precious little, spy shack. So, Troyzan told Malcolm, and then Malcolm told Ciri, and then it went... Sierra. I'm getting names mixed up this early in the podcast, really. Ugh. Malcolm went to Sierra. I wanted to say Ciri again. Oh, boy. It's been a long week getting ready for this. And, I don't know. Never mind. Malcolm went to Sierra, and then it went to the majority of the tribe. Kind of went to, like, everyone else that, Tony was up to no good, and he was building himself that spy shack, obviously. So, Tony's up to his old tricks, pretty much. Tony's up to his old tricks, pretty much. So, of course, back to the other tribe, Niku. I can't even think today. I apologize. Sorry, guys. Ciri. Now I'm saying, I'm screwing up names. Sierra is Ciri, and Ciri is Sierra tonight. Really? Ugh. I don't know. My head's just not screwed on right. I'm laughing. You can probably hear me laughing for the microphone. I'm just laughing at my mistakes. I'm going to do it again. Three, not Sierra. Come on, Chris. Three. I was going to do it again. Talking to Aubrey and Hallie, Varner, Malcolm about either getting Tony or Caleb out. Sorry, not Saria, Sierra. I was right. I just screwed up. Okay. Note to self, I'm just gonna try to remember who's on what tribe. Pretty. I might have to write on the whiteboard. That's what I might have to do. So Sierra talking to Aubrey, Hallie, Farner, Malcolm about getting out Tony or Caleb. Obviously, Tony and Caleb are the strongest tribe out there. They are the strongest tribe. Not tribe, sorry. See, I'm not thinking today. They are the strongest players out there at this point. They are probably the most physical threat out there on Survivor at this moment. But obviously, Malcolm did not want to get rid of them, get them out, because they want to keep the, you know, like, they want to keep it strong, obviously, and Sierra will be their target, obviously. So, immunity challenge, the tribes have to race to a raft, go over a platform, balance beam, and they had to get a set of keys, go through obstacles, dig up two bags, and then unlock the bags, and then complete the shift wheel. And then winner wins immunity and flint in the form of fire. You know, fire in this game. Fire in Survivor. So what's the saying goes? Fire is life in the game of Survivor. When your torch is snuffed, so are your game is over and so are you. Something like that. Jeff mentioned the no revote immediately. It'll be immediate tiebreaker, which is pretty cool. Like, I think it's kind of different. And obviously, there was a lot of that tie last year. That was very heartbreaking for Jessica. So if they must unanimously agree as a tribe or as a group to the person they want out, if they can't come together with, they can't come together on a decision. The person that was being voted for, obviously, that has the votes will be safe. And everyone else is in trouble. They are on the chopping block, obviously, as they draw rocks. And then, of course, the one color rock, you're out of the game. So if it's like white and purple rocks, if you get like the white, I think it's white rock, for example, you're out of the game, obviously. Something like that. Like, the colors of the rocks always change from season to season. So, you never know what color a rock will have each season. And then the coup was near their platform. Ozzy and Hallie went for the keys. Ozzy had his keys, and then Hallie had her keys. And then the coup went over the obstacles, followed by the rest of the Mana tribe. And then Aubrey and Michelle were doing all the work to get everybody over, obviously, for their tribe. Nuku got both bags. And then Caleb came in for the swamp. Like, last season he was in, he got evacuated due to exhaustion. So I was hoping he would not end up in that same boat. But obviously, Cambodia is a hell of a lot more hotter than Fiji. The Fiji Islands, obviously. So the crew started to unlock their bags. And then Jeff said Varner wasn't panicking. Was panicking. But Varner said he wasn't. Mana caught up Sandra and Sierra. It was tied up. And then Sierra did challenge with her mom. Last time Sierra did this challenge, it was with her mom, and she lost. The crew took the lead. Deacon and Sierra got to the third and final part of the the challenge. Sandra took a try at it. The crew won the reward and immunity. Of course, they won the flint. So, which means the mana is going to Tribal Council, and somebody will be the first person voted out of Survivor Game Changers. So, wow, it's pretty intense season so far. In my opinion, I think it's very intense, obviously. And then Malcolm said he wants to keep the stronger players. Obviously, that is good. No, that is a good thing. You want to keep the stronger players, obviously. Try to keep the tribe strong. They usually get the weaker players out. Normally, on a normal season where it's like a bunch of newbies, there is always... when there's newbies, they always get the weaker players out. But this is different because they're all returnees this season. I guess anything goes pretty much. So, they were throwing Sierra's name out there, obviously. They were kind of throwing around Michaela's name around. They kind of mentioned to Sierra that they were going to vote for Michaela out. But it was technically going to be Sierra that's going to go. Of course, Michaela was not happy about it. And she kind of stormed off, upset over it. Sandra said, Michaela is scary. They could take out Sierra out. But they could wait another time as well, and then get Sierra out another time, and get Michaela out at this point. So Tribal Council, they're talking about, Tony kind of roaming around to find an idol. Obviously talking about the stuff he's been building around the spy shack, obviously. How much of a threat Tony is, especially to when it comes to he is very well known for idols, just like Russell Hans is. Like, he is very well known for Russell Hans. Like, he can find idols just like Russell Hans can. So he is like the new Russell Hans of Survivor, as Russell is now retired from playing the game of Survivor, obviously. But, he can find idols. So that is pretty scary. If I was out there, I'd be pretty scared of Tony. Honestly, I would, in my opinion. Talking about first impressions. Of course, Michaela talking about the first vote as an easy, not being an easy vote. Especially being at this level, being game changers, it won't be, the first vote won't be an easy vote. Because they're all stars. They're all former castaways. They played the game before. So, obviously, it won't be considered as an easy vote. Sandra talking about, would they take Sandra to the end for another $1 million? Probably not. And I would probably say no myself. Because that's what's scaring me. Is I have two big winners of Survivor on my picks to win list for the season. So that's what's scaring me, is I'm going to be losing all these big threats ahead of time, leaving me with two picks at the end of the game, to deal with the rest of the game. So it is scary. It is scary to think about that in a way, that I only would have two picks if both Tony and Sandra got voted out. So they're talking about sinking ships. They're talking about loose lips, obviously, and whatnot. They're kind of talking about people having loose lips, talking about all different ways, obviously. Also, this season, the voting cubicle is actually a lighthouse, which is really cool. A lot of the stuff they have at Tribal Council is actually real. It's real. Like, the boat is real. It's like a shipwreck. And it's really, they use that as a part of the set this year, the Tribal Council set, obviously. So Sandra said the queen stays and the Sandra said the queen stays the queen. So obviously she's the queen, she's staying the queen, obviously. Jeff already asked about the Hidden Media Idol this early in the game. I guess you can never know what happens, obviously. You can never know what happens. You know, you can't really tell. You can't really know what's going to happen, obviously. Someone could have the idol this early in the game, obviously. Someone could potentially have the idol this season this early. You never know, right? It could be played very early. So, first person voted out was Sierra, 9-1. And so, Mona got fire, obviously. And Sandra said, Jeff, I got glasses. Now, don't throw anything at me. Of course, Jeff kind of had a smile at him. Smiled at her, obviously, at the comment that Sandra has. And Sandra is comical. That's what I like about Sandra. She is just plain comical on Survivor. She always something, always a little quirky little comment she says that gets to me. You know, I love hearing the whole entire comment. Her little comments are just priceless. Especially when she was back in Pearl Islands. She said, I can get loud too. That was at Johnny Fairplay, obviously. Back in her first original season. Many years ago. Obviously. So, back at Monocamp. Tony said he was ready, he was bored, he was ready to make some big moves, obviously. Tony went to Aubrey about, working with him, obviously. And then bringing in Malcolm, Caleb, and Sandra. So, obviously, forming a alliance. So, obviously, forming alliance. So, they were talking about, non-winners will vote for the winners again, obviously. Well, never say never, because don't forget, Sandra won again. Sandra won twice, and she got voted. She got votes, even though she was the winner for Survivor Heroes vs. Villains. But don't forget, Russell Hans was there, too. Parvati was there, too, in the final three back in her season. So, obviously, there was two winners and one person that one notorious villain that was still there, obviously. Sandra said she is willing to work with Tony and then the other threats. As long as it's not her, she's cool with it. So obviously, as long as it's not my ass, I'm good. That's the words of Sandra right there. Like, I know Sandra's line, infamous words. As long as it's not me, everything's good. So, that's what I like about Sandra. I always like that line that she always brings up every time she's on another season. So, at Nuku, Ty and the chickens, one was playing. He was playing around with the chickens, and they were naming one. One of them was Gloria, if I remember correctly. Ty said that was too much corn. He said, all Ty is there for is for the chickens. JT's there to play, obviously. So back at Mana, Tony went to build his spy shack. You can never, it's impossible to build a spy shack when there's a lot of people around camp, obviously, or nearby. Sandra and Troy Zan came Tony's way, and of course Tony was kind of stealth mode, on his hands and knees somewhere else, and Sandra and Troy Zan came, were kind of talking about Tony. They're throwing Tony's name around. You know what? Let's just get Tony out now before you know, before it's too late, obviously. And of course, Tony confronted them about why were they there. Xander was giving a lie. Well, Xander wasn't lying, you know. Tony's, you know, being Tony. Tony is, you know, playing the game. He is pretty well, he's making a spy shack. He's looking for idols, you know. He is playing another tough game again. So, obviously, that is a big threat. That is obviously going to be a big threat, obviously. So, Ozzy and JT on Naku aligned with each other. Three said she is, you know, she is kind of nervous to work with someone. Three and Sarah kind of started working with each other. But Three, you know, name is thrown out there. Obviously, Sarah will go with the other half of the tribe and vote out Three. Three spoke to Zeke. Zeke said that she is a dangerous player and it's just too early to tell a lie. And then Three talked to Debbie about getting her out. Debbie didn't believe a word she said about, let's get Debbie out. Obviously, Three trying to stir the pot a little bit. I noticed that. She didn't do well. Debbie says Three didn't do well with the lie detector. Her human lie detector, I guess you would call it. Debbie said if they go to tribal, Three will be on the chopping block for sure. So, obviously, everybody between the two tribes know that they function. They know how each other function, how they played the game before, you know? Except, I guess Zeke and Michaela, as they're being more on the fresh side of things, you know, Michaela and Zeke being the newbies, pretty much still, at this point, you know, it was, like, they pretty much, like, they probably don't know much about Zeke. Don't know much about Michaela, in a way, obviously. So, it is, you know, it's hard to, you know how they play. But, you know, for the rest of them, they pretty well know how they function, how they play. Especially the ones that have been there 3-4 times. They should sure as heck know how to play. Even 2 times, if they play twice, they should know how they function. How they play the game, a little bit at least. So back at Mana, Xander and Sarah talking to her about Sarah's part of the Lions of Five with Tony. She said not yet. Xander said he is next to go. She is also Xander also said that Aubrey's a threat. She threw a couple people. I didn't catch it. But there was a couple people that were kind of a threat, you know, and, you know, like there was names that Tony threw around that were a threat. She said Tony can't be trusted, obviously, and, you know, she just, you know, Tony had to go pretty much. So her line here, this is probably the quote of the day, the quote of the week. For this week's Survivor episode, I'm going to try to see if I can get a quote each and every week for the Survivor episodes. I don't know how to say this. Sorry. You're only king till queen arise. Well, I'm here. The queen is here. So obviously, meaning you're not the king anymore. The queen is here. Queen Sandra is here to play, obviously. So Sandra made an alliance of 5. Varner, Sarah, her, Troy, Zan, and Michaela. So obviously she got a whole pile of the tribe together. And Varner said, it's really scary. Sandra can be really, you know, really scary, obviously. Sandra is becoming pretty well scary. A scary player in this game. So, also, when two winners go after each other, the fireworks start. True. Very, 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 very true. And the fireworks has started, pretty much. Between the two, pretty much at this point. Tony went to operate about Sandra scamming and scheming. We have to get Ruthless, obviously. Also talking about, getting Sandra out. He was talking to Malcolm about getting Sandra out. Can't get himself out, the heck. And then, of course, talking to Caleb about aligning and getting Sandra out. Caleb was talking to Malcolm that if they get out Tony, they would be picked off one by one by one. Which is true, One threat's gone, and then another threat's going to follow, and another threat's going to follow. Then you're going to have all these, I don't know what you would call them, floaters in Survivor. But, you would have all these people. All the threats would be picked up one by one by one. We saw that happen last season. First Scott, and then, what's his name? I forget. Scott went, and then it was followed by, it was a whole alliance that happened last season. There was a whole freaking alliance that just crumbled last season in Millennials versus Gen X. And, it just crumbled. Last year we saw alliance crumble because one after another and after another got voted out. So let's see. Where is it? You saw... Okay, that's not last season. Sorry, not last year. Two seasons ago. Kyle Wrong. So last year, last spring. Spring of last year, season 32. You saw Peter go, and then you saw Neil go, and then Nick. And then you had the threesome there. Scott went, Julia went, Kyle went. It was crazy, It was, pretty crazy. It was pretty crazy to see that one by one got picked off in that season, obviously. So, that could happen again if that was the case. If we get one threat out, another one, you'll have one by one will be gone, obviously. So, they're talking about also keeping the tribe strong. Of course, they're going to try to keep the big threats into the game for now. So, they went to the reward immunity challenge. Six members of the tribe will race into the water. And then they have to go to a balance beam and into a cage, up over the cage, and untie a very heavy snake. And then have to go back over the cage with the snake to its cradle. Three remaining members of the tribe all untie bags, figure out the combination lock with the tiles that they have, and then we'll release it. And then they must land rings on the target to spell the word immunity. The first person to spell it wins immunity, pretty much. Also... Losers go to the tribal council. Second person voted out of the game. And then also the winner gets a fishing kit, traps, nets, hand reels, rafts, a raft with paddles. Sari sat out for the challenge for Naku, obviously, because, Sari, because they had one extra person. And you have to sit someone out, pretty much. So Mana took a bit of a lead. And Varner barked orders at Tony. And then Mana struggled to untie the snake. Naku got their snake. The snake weighed 400 pounds. That's pretty heavy, if you ask me. You have to get a lot of tribe members to, carry it over. Pretty much. Naku got their snake over. And they kind of dragged it in. Tony, Caleb, were on the top of the cage to make sure the snake gets over, obviously. So, You have the two biggest, strongest guys there, you know, there to, you know, work the snake over, obviously, and they're very strong, and they're very strong players, so obviously that is a good strategy, obviously, and I don't know why, I'll talk about that in a minute. Neku got they got their bags untied and was on the combination. Mana lost a snake in the water. I think it just kind of sunk to the bottom or something when they were trying to get over. Neku started spilling out immunity. Mana finally got the snake in their, got back their snake and worked on the tying the bags. And then Sierra got the fifth letter. And then Mana got the combination. Malcolm caught up with Mana and they tied it 6. And then JT was close. JT got the seventh letter. Malcolm took a second. But it was too late. And Neku won immunity. Malcolm was pissed off. I would be too, you know. I would be very, very upset. You know, you're so close. And then you just, you know, you just lose immunity. So, back at Mana Camp. Talking about coming up short. Of course, Tony Wander off. They're talking about voting out Tony. Sandra thinks that they have the numbers. They were talking about also he can get the idols. He can find idols and that could be very dangerous. Hallie was talking to Malcolm and Caleb about getting Tony out. Tony talking to Caleb about getting Sandra out. So obviously it's Tony versus Sandra round one, pretty much. And then Caleb said that they need one more to get Sandra out. Obviously, they're talking about flipping Michaela to get that extra vote, obviously. And Caleb talking to them about getting Tony out, obviously. Sorry, they're talking about to... I forget who they're talking. They're talking to Michaela about getting Tony out. So I don't know why. I don't know why Caleb wants to get Tony out all of a sudden. Maybe it was the fact that he can find idols, and that is, you know, that is pretty dangerous in a way that you're getting rid of. Like, you know, you find idols, then you're kind of, what's the word I'm looking for, guys? You find idols, you know, it's a big threat, you know, it's a big potential threat, pretty much. If you can find idols, then you're kind of, you know, that could be kind of dangerous, especially at a later part of the game as well. The later end of the game, pretty much. So talking about Sandra getting her out, she's weak at challenges. Well, I don't know. It depends, right? Depending what challenge it is. And she can swim, too, don't forget. She beat out Johnny, well, didn't beat out, but she got to the beach first with Johnny Fairplay, obviously, back in her Pearl Island season. That's a good prime example right there. So Tribal, talking about losing back-to-back challenges. Malcolm talking about keeping physical strong players. Michaela said, weak players must go. And Sandra says she is now scared, obviously, because she's being called a weak player. Troyan talking about people sneaking off. And then also talking about the Tony incident where he went off to make his spy shack. And then here comes Sandra and Troyan. And talking for like 2 seconds. Obviously, and it was only 2 seconds, technically. And also, they were talking about we'll have a history of lying and sneaking off. Malcolm and Caleb like Tony, and Varner said getting rid of the the peg. The, you know, getting rid of the people that are gonna, I guess, being a big threat, obviously. So, Sandra voted for Aubrey, called her a clown. I don't know why she voted, you know, for, I don't know why she voted for, you know, I don't know why she voted for Aubrey. I thought they wanted Tony out for all of a sudden. Maybe they were splitting the votes or something. I don't know. So the second person voted out of Survivor Game Changers was Tony. So this is the first time he's got his torch snuffed for the first time ever, pretty much. Sandra said to Tony, "That's what you get for playing against me. Sorry. That's what you get for plotting against me. Get your ass home, Tony." That's what she said. And that was pretty humorous. And then finally she said, "Bye, Tony. Say hi to Sierra for me." So that was hilarious. Like, that, the comical stylings of Sandra. That's what I love about Sandra. She is hilarious. She is very hilarious. So next week, Jeff will ask everyone to drop their buffs. So I think next week there'll be some kind of swamp. They'll be swamping out somewhere. They're going to play more ruthless. JT leaves his entire tribe out in the water. And they're also going to go after a goat as well. So that should be interesting. That should be really an interesting episode. And I cannot wait. So I want to say thank you guys so much for tuning in to this podcast. If you're new to the podcast, please subscribe. You can follow me on Stitcher. You can follow me on podcast.com. Subscribe to me on podcast.com. Follow me on TuneIn. And I want to say thank you guys so much for tuning in to this almost an hour podcast. I wasn't expecting to do an hour, but I was rambling on and I was talking about it. And, you know, I expanded everything. You know, I've kind of expanded things. And maybe I can try to do 1 hour podcast a week. If I can, if I have to. But it'll be around 20 to 40 minutes normally. So anyway, thank you guys so much for tuning in. Also, follow me on Twitter at Crispy on the Web. And you can check out crispyontheweb.com if you're not on the website. I'll see you guys for the Big Brother Canada preview podcast tomorrow. Have a good night, guys. Bye for now.